Aloha, this is November 2, Sierra in Quebec. Anybody in Hawaii got a copy? And 2SIT from New Jersey. New Jersey, this is Kilo Hotel 6, Mike Oscar, India. Good evening. Good evening, Bernard, I think it was. My name here is Tony, November 2, Sierra in Quebec, and I am in northeast New Jersey. I'm about 20 miles west of Manhattan, and I'm writing a little TYT ND380, which I just reprogrammed. I have a small Pi-Star, little DMR repeater, and that's what I'm talking to you on. Sound good over here? Oh, very good, very good. I'm on the MD-9600 mobile driving through Honolulu. So, but good. You sound really good. And good signal quality, too. J6MOI. Oh, okay. Great, great. Glad to know that. Quick question. Are there a lot of DMR repeaters over there? I'm thinking of taking a trip to Hawaii. I want to get my my next vacation to Hawaii probably by the end of this year, and I was wondering whether to take a DMR radio with me or not. Do the repeaters cover that, like, all the islands, or is it just you know, certain areas? Roger. So there are two DMR systems here in Hawaii. The Brandmeister system is here, so we are on the Brandmeister system right now. And Oahu has, I think, three open Brandmeister repeaters. And on the Big Island, there's a few more. If you get a chance for the Big Island information, you can get a hold of KH7MS, Mike Sierra, KH7MS, Blake, and he can give you more information about the outer islands. But you can, I think you can find the different repeaters. For one, on Oahu, you can go to the earchi.org website, and you'll see the local repeaters here on Oahu. And then Blake can probably give you more information on the Big Island. K6MOI. Okay, E-A-R-C Hawaii, H-I. And you said KH7MS. Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Are there any repeaters in Maui?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But Blake would know. So, yeah, Kilo Hotel 7, Mike Sierra.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I will definitely look him up on... on QRZ, and try to send him a note or an email or something if he has an email. I've been to Hawaii a few times already, and this will be this year's me and my wife's 20th year wedding anniversary. So we're hoping to go down there again and have a good time. We normally go to Maui and Honolulu, and those are our two main islands, QSL.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on your 20th. I think I'm on my 30-something. But, yeah, congratulations anyway. And, yeah, when you get here, just get on the air. We do have several nets that go on. There's a brand, there's a DNR net on Saturday evenings starting at 1900 hours. And that's statewide. So the DMR, our DMR system, Brandmeister system, is statewide. 3115. Talk group 3115. And then also we have FM nets all over the place. But every night, from Monday through Saturday, is the EARC net. And those are the DM repeaters. And then, like I said, if you go to the EARC, hi.org, you'll see the repeater information there. K6MOI.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you. I'm writing all this stuff down. I want to get ready. I have a little TYP MD380 I'll probably bring with me, but I want to be able to add all kinds of stuff on it. So I definitely will contact that person. So this way I can try to fill it up before I get there, so I can enjoy the time when I get there. I have a regular size antenna for the HT, and I have a little bit longer whip on it that makes it a little better. Now, quick question, are you talking on 2 meters or are you talking on 440 for the DMR?
So DMR currently is 440, yeah, UHF. And then for the FM side, most transmissions are, both the repeaters are 2 meter repeaters.
Okay, you're talking about USM, for the non-digital, did you say VHF or UHF?
DMR is UHF on 440, and for FM, it is 146 VHF for FM. So, yeah, if you might want to bring a 2 meter radio also.
Okay, yeah, definitely will. I'll bring both. I have a few HDs, so that's not a problem. I'll bring my little Kenwood for the VHF, UHF repeaters, and I'll bring this TYT for all my DMR machines. But okay, so good. I'm glad I caught you. I guess it's like 6 o'clock over there, right? It's midnight over here.
Yep, we're approaching 1900 hours, so pretty soon. Yep. So did you guys get a lot of snow recently?
No, we didn't. We got snow once. Right after Thanksgiving, we got snow, maybe about 5-6 inches, and then it warmed up and it all melted away. Right now, the temperature outside is in the mid, I would say right now, probably low 40s. During the daytime lately, it's been in the mid to upper 40s.
Yeah, we watched that snowstorm come into Clinton, New York. My son is a professor up at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, and we saw that snowstorm come in. So that was kind of nice for us, and then, yeah, watched it all melt away.
Yep, it certainly did. The winter started out like it was going to be really cold, because there were some days that were like 10, 12 degrees over here. And everybody was thinking, oh boy, it's going to be a cold winter. But then it warmed up again. So who knows, maybe it'll keep on staying warm and we won't get much snow. I'm ready for it, though. I have 2 snow blowers here that I'm looking forward to taking out again if it snows. Hopefully it won't be too much. Last year we got a couple of good snowstorms, but it's not like we used to get years ago. We used to get 3-4 footers. I remember one time we got so much snow that when I pulled into my driveway, I had 2 mountains on both sides of my driveway that almost the length of the driveway and about 3-4 feet tall. That's how much snow it kept on coming down, and the temperature stayed cold, so it never melted.
Yeah, I was either, you can consider it fortunate or unfortunate, but on several of my business training trips to the East Coast, in Massachusetts and Connecticut, I had encountered several blizzards. In fact, I was in Connecticut during 1982, and I think that's the year the plane crashed in the Potomac River, and I had just arrived, and it was like, oh, are we going to get home? I was there for 8 weeks, and it was a lot of snow. Probably the most snow I've ever seen in my life. But the blizzard came just about before I guess I arrived, and it's kind of just a nice winter, wonderland type of look for us. You know, for Hawaii people, that's wonderful. And then being able to go home is also wonderful. K6 Amoy.
Yeah, I hear that. K6MOI from N2SIQ. Yeah, I hear you. I have a house in Florida. My wife's a school teacher, and I'm hoping to be able that she retires by the end of next year. So 2021 is when I move completely out of New Jersey. Next year we're gonna start moving things down to Florida little by little. And in 2021 I hope to be out of here permanently. But yeah, I love Hawaii. If it wasn't so far away, I would go there more often. And it's a little bit expensive, but it's a beautiful place. We went there for a honeymoon. And sorry, I miscounted. I meant to say it was our 30th anniversary, 30 years, not 20.
That's funny. So it's been that long, yeah. You know, after a while, we don't count anymore. Yeah, as long as we still wear that ring on the finger, it doesn't matter. But, well, congratulations, 30 years, yeah, good deal. And hopefully you guys enjoy your retirement. I'm counting about 2 more years before retirement. And my plan is hopefully my son continues to work on the mainland, and we'll use his house as a hub. So make one flight out there and just go from his house to different places to visit.
Oh, there you go, there you go. That's a good idea. Wait, are you originally from Hawaii, or did you move there from the mainland?
Yeah, born and raised in Hawaii. I'm actually considered a fourth generation Chinese in Hawaii. My dad's mom was born on Maui, so her parents immigrated from China to Maui. And so, yeah, I'm considered fourth generation here in Hawaii.
Ah, cool. Okay, so you get to own land, too. All right. Well, good for you. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I like going there. I just, the cost of living there is just so high. But, hey, if I ever win the lotto, I'll be your neighbor for most of the year, if not all of the year. How's that?
All right, Roger, Roger. Hey, you know, if you want to stay on, the DMR Net will be starting.
Yep.
It should have started at 7. So let's just stand down, and you can join the net, okay? So this is K6MOI signing off and saying aloha, and I'll be cleared at this time.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, mahalo and aloha and 73 and 2SIQ.
QST, QST, QST. This is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net. Is there anyone that would like to check into the net as an in and out check in? So far, I have Keith. NDC checking in, WH6DYI, Larry checking in, and NH6WT checking in through the web chat. Is there anyone else that would like to check in as an in-out check-in?
KH6MOI, in and out check-in. Thanks, Blake, for taking that.
So I'll go in and out.
Happy New Year, Blake, and everyone else. Checking in and out, AS7FS.
Good afternoon, Blake, and everybody. And this is N2SIQ in New Jersey, checking in and out.
Aloha,
in and out.
And this is November Hotel 6 Oscar Victor. In and out there, Blake. Good evening.
Fox at you for me and keep in and out. Thanks for taking that, Blake.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey. Thanks, Blake.
Uh, This is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net. I have the following station. WH6EIX, KH6RDO, AF7FS, N2SIQ, WH6FQE, NH6OV, WH6FUY, and WH6FUW checking into the net as in and out. Is there anyone else that would like to check into the net as in and out check-in?
KH6MOI, in and out. Thank you, Blake. Aloha.
KH6CP, Craig Dunioe, in and out. Thanks, Blake. Bye-bye.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Zulu Hotel. Thanks for taking the net, Blake, and Happy New Year to everyone. W86DZH.
Okay, I also have KH6MOI, KH6CP, and WH6DZH checking in and out. Is there any more in and out check-ins? This is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net. Is there any additional in and out check-ins before I go ahead and start the net? QST, QST, QST. This is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net on Hawaii 1, talk group 3115. My name is Blake, and I'm located in Ocean View of the Big Island. This net meets every Saturday at 1900 Whiskey or 7 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. This is a directed net. Please don't transmit unless called by net control. During the net, please direct all communication through net control. This net is open to anyone who is licensed to operate on this frequency. When checking into the net, please give net control your call sign by using standard ITU phonetics. The purpose of this net is to get people on DMR, test DMR radios, discuss any items of interest for the net. I usually start the net by taking in and out check-ins, followed by people that are new to the net, and then general check-ins. So at this time, I will stand by for any additional in and out check-ins.
H6TOB, in and out.
Okay, I got KH6TOB, in and out. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net as an in and out check-in?
Kilo Hotel 6, Dr. Charlie, checking in and out.
Okay. I also have Kilo Hotel 6 Delta Charlie checking in and out. Thank you. Okay, at this time, is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net as an in and out check in before I take people that are new to the net? All right, well, I also just wanted to make a quick announcement that if you have a computer, you can actually join in on the live chat on the website, KiloHotel7MikeSierra.com. There's been some activity on the live chat, so if you go to the website, you'll see at the very top of the website there's a link to the live chat feature. Also, streaming live off the website, so folks that are interested in DMR or want to listen to the DMR net can actually do so from the website. Okay, at this time, we will go ahead and now take check-ins from anyone new to the net that's never participated but would like to check into the net.
Hi, Blake. Good afternoon. Name here is Tony, N2SIQ. I checked in before as an in-and-out, but I'm new to the net, so I figured I'd say aloha to you.
Okay, very good. Tony, thank you for checking in this evening, and I still have you down as in-and-out, so thanks again. I know it's probably pretty late there. Alright, is there anyone else that's new to the net that would like to check in? Okay, at this time I'll go ahead and take general check-ins. So far I had two web check-ins from before the net. I have, actually, correction, I have three web check-ins that were general check-in. I have K4NDC, WH6DYI, and N6WT checked in on the web. So at this time, I'll go ahead and take any additional general check-ins. This is KH7MS, Net Control.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Victor Charlie, TM Mission View.
Whiskey Hotel 7, Bravo Romeo, Paul in Volcano.
Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Golf, Stan from Makawao Maui, checking in. Thanks for taking in, Ed Blake.
Okay, so far I have WH6FVC, Tim, WH7BR, Paul, and Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Golf, Stan, checking in. Any additional general check-ins?
November Hotel 7, India Tango, no traffic, name's Van.
All right, I also have November Hotel 7 India Tango checking in, no traffic, so I'll mark you down as in and out. Is there anyone else that would like to check in at this time?
Hotel 6, Foxtrot Hotel India, Joe.
Okay, I also have Kilo Hotel 6, Foxtrot Hotel India, checking in. Anyone else? Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and start the net. We have a pretty good list here, especially since we have a pretty good group. Anyway, the topic of interest, I didn't send it out in my email reminder, but one of the things that I was kind of wanting to bring up was, since we've been having, I guess, a lot of things happening as far as power outages and also losing internet and phone service, I just wanted to bring that up as the topic of interest for anyone that would like to comment on that for our net. But this past Wednesday, we had a outage where we lost phone service and internet out here on the south end of the Big Island, and it lasted for about 3 hours, and of course this isn't the first time that it's happened. And anyway, I know that on Oahu there's been, I guess there was a power outage that affected central Oahu, but maybe those folks on Oahu that were affected, or if you want to comment on that, you can if you are on Oahu. But anyway, I guess that would be the topic that I just wanted to bring up this evening. And with that, I guess we'll go up to the top of the list with K4NDC. Tony, go ahead. Alright, I know it's pretty late for him, so I'll check back with him maybe later if he's around. So we'll go over to WH6 YI. Larry, go ahead. All right. Thanks, Larry, for taking on the web chat. It's been kind of challenging trying to manage everything with doing the net roster and also doing the net. So I'm not really looking at the chat. I have KH7LM Dev checked in as a web check-in. And yeah, thanks for your comments regarding the outage that we had, and I totally agree with the HF being very important when everything goes down. So with that, I guess we'll go over to NH6WT. Ed, go ahead.
KH7MS and Annette, this is NH6WT. I want to say good evening and happy new year in the year 2020. I hope everyone had fun on New Year's night there. And must know all those illegal fireworks going off there. Hi. And yeah, this MD-380 Blake is working perfect. It's working flawlessly. No glitch, nothing at all. So okay, we had nailed it. I want to thank you very much there. And yeah, I was discussing on the chat mode over here, saying that should have a different color on a text there, like okay, I am choosing my color red, and K7LM I choose a color blue, and Tim choose a color red as well. So next time when we go in the chat mode, change our color. We stick to that same color, like which I chose it to have the red color text there. So okay, so all of that, it's easy for the network to identify who is who to by a color code, yeah. Like Ed is red, O R, and K7LM is blue, and Kim will be green, and I do not know what DYI would like. They maybe they call it purple there. And also you. But yeah, it's just my idea or suggestion there. But anyway, back to the control from NH6WT.
All right. Very good, Ed. And appreciate your comments on that for the live chat on the website. I'm sure Larry he's taking notes. Let's see, we got of course quite a few in and out check-ins here. We'll go over to WH6FCC. Tim, go ahead.
K7MS on the net, WH6FEC. It's been a couple weeks I've had the chance to get on, so it's good to be back. And yeah, that was an interesting time with the power outage. But they were able to, once we got a hold of them and they got a hold of everybody, they were able to fix it pretty quickly. But yeah, it was interesting times. We got enough interest for the classes, we just gotta find a few more VEs. I have a lot more hands available, but I'm looking on getting my general, so hopefully I'll kick you guys up there on HF soon. I'm already working on my ladder antenna. This is W6FEC, back to net control.
All right, very good, Tim. And I think I went ahead and gave you an update with what I had going on as far as that goes. So, very good. Thank you for checking in. Now over to WH7BR. Paul, go ahead.
K7MS, WH7BR. Well, good evening, Blake, and everybody on the net. And, I've been remiss in the Aries emergency net. over on the Kulani repeaters every Saturday at 7, so I decided to go over there this evening, and I think Bev was over there as well, and luckily it was a short net, and I was able to get into this net as well. Anyway, yeah, it was interesting, your guys' internet outage or whatever, phone outage this last week, and the closest thing that like that that's happened up here in Volcano is during Hurricane Isel, for about 3 days we had no power, no landline phones, no cell phones, no internet, no TV. But it was no big deal because, you know, I had a generator and I even had solar things I could have put out to recharge batteries and all that type of stuff if need be. So it was really kind of a non-event for us up here. Okay, Blake, thanks for doing that control. And, yeah, I went over to the chat thing just to see what that looks like. And, yeah, interesting. And thanks, Larry, and everybody that put that together. So back to Net Control, WHMBR.
All right, very good. Thanks, Paul, for your comments. And yeah, very interesting with, you know, different scenarios when we have, you know, glitches, whether it be a power outage or, you know, you lose internet and phone service or both, and makes you kind of think about, are you prepared if something does happen? All right, let's go over to Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Golf. Stan, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Golf, and Annette. Real good on all comments, and let's see. Can give you some weather info over here. We had a kind of a nice range for this month. So we had rains every day of this month so far, and so far today we had a low of 66 and a high of 75, and we had a wind gust of 26 today, so that was kind of impressive, and so forth. Okay, on the power outages, you have to be prepared, and the problem is try not to kind of rely on technology to get things out, and it's the best way to go, like you mentioned it, Blake, on getting on HF. I'm on HF on 40 and 75 meters, almost, if I can do it on daily mode, but time is my constraint issue. So with that, you'd like to be prepared when power goes out. Usually cable goes out over here, and luckily I'm on a Hawaiian Tel system, and they rarely go out. But then again, I live sort of at the edge of the rainforest, and therefore lots of trees can go down and take down power lines and whatever. So that's another issue again. So, nothing much more to contribute there, Blake. Over to you. K7MS, K6HAC, over.
All right, very good, Stan. Appreciate your comments. And, yeah, I've been trying to get back onto HF a little bit more. And I guess with the this outage that we had with the internet and phone service going down kind of made me think more about my HF setup, and, you know, even thinking about putting up something for 160. So far, I'm just running this G5RV, so I get on usually 40 and 80, no problem with this dipole. So, Anyway, thanks again, Stan, for your comments. And then now over to KH6FHI. Joe, go ahead.
This is KH6FHI. Thanks, Blake, for running the net. This will be one time. We've had no trouble with the internet or power here, luckily, because right now I'm kind of unprepared. I've got everything all torn apart. Have a good evening. Thanks. K7MS, K6FHI, along.
All right. Very good, Joe. And I think you said you're a one-time check-in. Is that correct? All right, I'll mark you down as a one-time check-in. Thanks, Joe, for checking in and for your comments as well. And I guess with that brings us to the bottom of the list first time around. Is there anyone else that would like to check to the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS, Net Control.
This is NH6M.
This is WH6ECG.
Okay, I got two more stations checking in. November Hotel 6 Mike and WH6ECG. We'll go over to NH6M. Dewey, go ahead.
Okay, this is NH6M. And, heard about the power outage. Wasn't affected by it. We seem to have fairly good luck with both the electric and the internet over here. Doesn't matter, though. I can skate through. I did my monthly test on my generator, and that still works good. I've got a massive battery sitting underneath the bench for the radio HF system, and I can do anything from 160 all the way up to 6 meters on my long wire, so... That's, keep telling everybody, that's really the ticket. An ICOM rig, and it doesn't matter which one, just so it has the 4-pin for the tuner on the back. And the AH4, and about 120-foot long long wire that's fairly high up, like 30-some-odd feet, and run a counterpoise wire directly underneath it. That's the way to go. That gets you 160 through 6. Anyway, that's my thought for the evening. I'll be a one time. Aloha 73 is back to you, Blake. NH6M.
All right, very good, Dewey. And thanks for your comments regarding the antenna. And, I'm kind of looking at different things here, possibly for 160. And, we'll see how it goes, I guess. All right, over to WH6ECG. Evan, go ahead.
KH7MS in the group, WH6ECG. Hi, Blake, thanks for the net. Happy New Year to everybody. Myself, we were away from home on Christmas Day. When we got back home, we found from our neighbors that the power had been out for about 4 hours. So we got the generator out and got it running. And shortly after, the power came back, so it wasn't something we needed to run for very long at all. But know that we could, you know, put everything together and get it going. So that was a good test. Kind of like, do we have a lot of battery capacity that's right underneath the HF radios and the 2 meter, the dual bands and mobile stations? So that's something we kind of practice all the time. Is in the morning when I get up, I'll just listen to HF for a little while off the battery and without the turning on any kind of the power, and then just listen to see, you know, how the bands are doing on off 80 and 40, and in the afternoon nets or the morning nets, and then I'll go ahead and use the power supply. But other than that, it's I'm kind of using the battery regularly, and it just charges up during the day with solar panels. So yeah, it's okay. We only had that power outage on Christmas Day. More recently this week, when Pearl City IEO had outages, yeah, we didn't have anything here on the Windward side, as far as not in our area anyway. And this will be one time. Again, thanks, Saren Trees Aloha. Back to net control, W86ECG.
All right, very good, Evan, and thanks for your comments regarding the power outage there on the Windward side of Oahu. And again, that brings us to the bottom of the list. First time around, is there anything else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS Net Control. All right, not hearing any additional check-in, so I guess I'll go ahead and take a turn here. When we had the outage on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, one of the things that I ended up doing was I was monitoring on DMR, and there was three of us that were active on DMR on Talk Group 9. We also were active on analog on Simplex 14652. And also we came up on the Citizens Band on the CB on Channel 11, just to see if there was anyone out there that was on. I did make contact with Larry and with Tim, and that was again on DMR. We also came up on 3880 on HF, and this propagation was good enough, so we made contact with NH7UA up in Kohala, like Kauai, I believe. And he gave us a report from there, but it was good to at least get on HF, and I encourage everyone that can get on HF to practice and to get on the radio. All right, with that, I guess I'll go ahead and take another standby for any additional check-ins for the net before I go back up to the top of the list. This is KH7MS. All right, we'll go and see if K4NDC is on. He might have went QRT, but we'll check and see if he's there. K4NDC, Tony, go ahead. OK, Okay, over to WH6DYI. Larry, go ahead.
All right, Blake, KH7MS, WH6DYI returning. We're having too much fun on the chat room, chat.kh7ms.com. If anyone wants to join us, we're having far too much fun. We're going to have the Edwin GrindNet. Everybody's welcome to that. It's going to be Ed discussing food. Very good net. I don't know when we're going to have that, but any times that you want to suggest would be good. Yeah, as far as the outage and the topic of interest for the night, I was in contact with Blake and Tim on 2 meter. We were on 14652 Simplex. We had GMRS running as well. I was in contact with my dad through our GMRS license. He had Aloha broadband, so we did have emergency communications out if we needed, but we did end up on 80 meters, and propagation was good, and we were able to make contact with Kauai High and Maui. Both Norm and Trip were on frequency, so happened to coincide with an Aries net, so it was kind of handy. Anyway, I do suggest that folks, you know, check their radios often, and these nets are a great way to do that. You know, check out your HF, check out your VHF, check out your UHF, check out your DMR. Look at it all, because you never know when you're going to need it. I guess out here in Ocean View, we have more of that than most. So, anyway, 73, Aloha. Thanks for doing it, Blake. I don't got much more to say. I could say some things about first come, first serve, and if there's emergency priority traffic, it should take precedence, but I'll leave that for another net. This is WH6DYI, back to net control.
All right. Thanks, Larry, for your comments, and yeah, I've been trying to keep up. I finally got everybody listed on the web roster on the 40meter.net, so kind of flipping between the 40meter.net website for the roster and then the live chat. So I was just kind of reading through all of these messages, but it looks like the live chat feature is working well. Thanks again, Larry, for that. And let's see, we'll go over to NH6WT. Ed, I think you're going to be the new net control for the grinds net.
K7MS, NH6WT. No, I don't do that lady because how I cook, I use canned food. Just heat them up inside the microwave, just like that. No, but I will not nominate K7LN now, because I saw that she's a good cook now. Yeah, we just playing around in the chat room. I'm so funny now. Yeah, I think so. Chief had to run away because he has to, feed his own food at the morning. I must have got the triangle there. Hey, dinner's ready! But, okay, we're having a good nap on our DMR on this Saturday. Large check-in, which is good. And thank you for all the newcomers, you know, to support this net there. But anyway, hope to get more session coming and joining with us on Saturdays, on every Saturdays at 7 o'clock at Hawaii time. And we will all appreciate, ideas and also topics there. So anyway, hope everyone will have a great week until next Saturday. So, back to net control from NH6WT.
NH6WT, KH7S. All right, thanks, Ed. And I still think you should be in charge of the Hawaiian Kind Grinds Net. I couldn't help myself. All right. Let's see. Let's go over to WH6FEC, Tim, go ahead. WH6FEC, Tim, go ahead. This is KH7MS, net control for the Hawaii DMR net. All right, over to WH7BR, Paul, go ahead.
KH7MS, WH7BR. Yeah, having Ed as the head chef on menus that start by opening the can and heating it in the microwave, I'm sure we're going to get some real good local grinds. Anyway, too funny. All right, everybody have a great weekend, and thanks again for doing net control, and interesting to hear about your guys' situation this last week. And nice thing about being in radio and having, you know, other means of contact if something does go down. I've always joked that you guys, where you're located, if there's ever a natural disaster or some sort of disaster that hits the whole island, you guys are going to be the your own little fiefdom out there. And you know, you might hear from somebody a week or two or three into the disaster and say, you guys need any help out there? Anyway, the fiefdom of Ocean View. All right, you guys take care, and thanks again for taking that control. So back to that control, WH7BR.
All right, thanks, Paul, and I appreciate your comments, and I think there's a lot of truth to that, being that we're pretty isolated out here on the south end of the island, and I guess maybe said so that, you know, we try to be prepared for emergencies, so we just keep that. And with that, what else was there? We have no traffic, so that brings us to the bottom of the list. Actually, I take that back. I have Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Golf. Stan, go ahead.
Okay, now I'm at the bottom of the list or something. This is Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Golf, and that. Okay, Blake, thanks for taking a net, and it's always nice to be prepared for any kind of situations. Actually, talk about being isolated, you know, we are in the middle of, you know, the ocean here, and we can be isolated very easily by a major storm and so forth, so it's nice to be able to get out to the rest of the world somehow, and so on. Right now, my space is limited, so I can get on 160. I only could squeeze in a 75-80 meter dipole, and as it is, it's kind of a kinky thing, because I have to make a little turn to the ends of the dipole and to make it fit in my yard. You know, that's a limitation that I have, and but we keep on trucking away over here. So, with that, we'll say 7-3, and
have a good, safe week to all, and have a good New Year's at that. 387MS at the net, Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Hotel Golf 4.
All right, very good, Stan, and thanks again for checking in. And again, that brings us to the bottom of the list, second time around. And we have a total so far of 25 check-ins, including the web check-in list here. So anyway, good net. Is there anyone else that would like to check into the Hawaii DMR net? This is KH7MS Net Control. Well, I'm not hearing anything. Is there any comments or any additional check-ins for the net? This is KH7MS Net Control.
96WT, come in.
NH6WT, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you very much for the thoughts of setting my radio, especially the MD380 that which I'm talking about from now. You told me about that TV's called Promiscuous. I think I pronounced it wrong or pronounced it right there, but yeah, it does really help that you can be monitored on this one, for example, 3115, and if there's any other activity like the Hawaii, Hawaii County or in any other place like 3100, she will pick it up there. And it is not really like considered as a scanning mode, this mode can pick up signals there. But I think whoever have certain ham gear, like a DMR gear, they should to look it into that mode there, and it does really help. It's called the first mode. You know, I'm not even saying that word there. But anyway, it's just my thoughts there. Back to that control over.
Great, KH7MS Net Control for the Hawaii DMR net. All right, very good, Ed. And the promiscuous mode on the MD380 allows you to listen in on everything that's going on the time slot. On the GD77, the radio oddity, they call it monitor mode, and it may be called different on different types of radios, but those are the ones that come to mind. And thanks again, Ed. Appreciate your comments. All right, is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Hawaii DMR net or any additional check-ins for the net?
Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Tango Darrell. Short of time, no traffic.
Okay, I got KH6HT checking in and out. No traffic. Thank you. Checking in. Anyone else like to check in or any additional comments for the net? Alright, I'm not hearing any additional check-ins or comments. I guess at this time I'll go ahead and close the net. I would like to invite everyone back next week for another net session. I also wanted to mention that we also have a tech net that we've started, and it's on Tuesday at 8 o'clock on DMR Talk 310-745, Talk Group 310-745. So anyone interested in wanting to tune in on the tech net can go ahead and do so. On that, I have nothing else for the net. So again, I want to thank everyone for participating, and we'll say 73s, and I will now turn the talk group back to normal amateur use. 73s and aloha. This is KH7MS, clear.